Weighted average cost calculates a weighted average price for all units in inventory. The average cost of inventory is calculated by dividing the costs of the total inventory available for sale by the units of the total inventory available for sale. Issues are priced at this average cost, and the remaining balance in inventory would have the same unit valuation. It is important to remember that sales don't alter the average cost. Let's take the store that sells leather bags from the previous video. The first thing you should do is to sum up the total costs of opening inventory and all purchases during January. This way you get $5,550 total costs of the inventory on hand. Next, you should sum up the number of bags that are available. The result should be 85 bags. Now you just divide the total costs of bags on hand by the total number of bags on hand. This makes $65.29. The number of bags sold is 45. You multiply 45 bags by $65.29 and get a result of $2,938. This is the total costs of all bags that are sold. To calculate the number of bags that remain at the end of January, you subtract the number of bags sold from the total number of bags available, and this makes 40 bags. When you multiply the total units of available bags by the average cost, you get the cost of closing inventory. The result is $2,611. As we have talked about both methods, it would be good if you make some comparison between the costs calculated under first in, first out and those under weighted average cost. The first difference is that first in, first out calculates a lower cost of goods sold than weighted average cost. Another obvious thing is that first in, first out calculates a higher cost of closing inventory than weighted average cost. With purchase prices rising, first in, first out shows a lower cost of goods sold than weighted average cost and a higher cost of closing inventory compared to weighted average cost.